Oh man, we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here. There's no message. This is just, we're just going to be doing that kind of thing. So we have some fun things for you. There's going to be a lot of different things we're going to talk about tonight, but I just want to help us understand why we even celebrate. It's biblical. You know that, don't you? I mean, those Israelites, those Jews knew how to party. My friend Ira, you're here tonight. Pastor Ira from The Adventure is here tonight. He's my Jewish friend, one of my Jewish friends, and they know how to party, don't they, Ira? They do. So we're going to just follow the example of what we see in the Bible and party and celebrate what God has done. And what that does is going to set us up for what he's going to do. Because I don't know that I could have imagined this 25 years ago. I imagined more than this, actually. It doesn't stop here. I want the whole state of Utah to be reached. And the world to hear about it. That's what I believe is going to happen. Here's why we celebrate. An anniversary is a vital signpost in the life of a church. Just as the Israelites would celebrate God's great faithfulness and deliverance, so should we commemorate and give thanks for the ways God has led us and blessed us. Would you stand with me as we pray again? I just want to give God the glory and honor that's due him right from the beginning. Let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful for tonight and this weekend and to be able to remember what you have done. We want to honor you and put you on a pedestal. We want to lift you up. We tell you thank you that our church has grown strong here in Utah because of you, because you are a solid rock. Lord, it says in Matthew 7:24, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Lord, we celebrate 25 years of ministry, and we have been standing strong on the rock of Jesus Christ. And that gives us confidence as we look back to face the future no matter what happens. So from this day forward, Lord, we just commit to you freshly. Ourselves, our lives, our families, our work, we give it to you until you use us in any way you want. Just like Steel Song, we want to burn out for you. We will, God. Just use us. We don't want any time to go. We don't want 25 years to go by and say we didn't do much for you. But we thank you right now. We want to start with thanksgiving for the past, and we look forward to the future. Might you, Lord Jesus, be glorified in the church forever and ever. Amen. And all the church said, amen. All right, you can have a seat. All right, let's have some fun. We're already having fun. Let's have more fun. Okay, in order not to, you're going to be doing calisthenics tonight, just so you know, you're going to get a little, you're going to get some steps in. Okay, so everybody stand back up. Sorry, stand back up. I got to do it this way. We're having fun. Okay, if you have attended the church, I want you all to lock into the date or the year that you started coming to the Rock. Okay, first time you started coming to the Rock. Think of that date, think of that year. If you have been coming to the Rock for more than 2 years, that would take us to 2022. You've been coming before that. Sit down. Everybody else stay standing. If you've been coming for more than 2 years, sit down. More than 2 years. That means you're only standing if you've been coming less than 2 years. John, sit down. I know you are confused. Okay, guys, look at. These folks have been coming less than 2 years. Sorry to put you on the spot. Let's give them a round of applause. Sure. God bless you guys. Listen, here's the deal. Tonight and this weekend, we want you to see what you're coming into. And we want to ask you, invite you to join us. Because it's a ride. There's no greater ride than what we're doing right now for Jesus. And we want you guys to be part of it. So you guys can sit back down, okay? Okay, you guessed it. Everybody stand back up. Sorry. Okay. Here, we're going to go through some iterations. So listen carefully. Don't get confused on this, okay? So you're going to keep standing unless I tell you to sit. So if you've been coming for 5 years or less, that means you would have started in 2019. Sit down. If you've been coming only since 2019... Everybody else stay standing. So if you've been coming longer than 5 years, you should be standing. Okay? Okay. Listen up. So you guys have all been coming for more than 5 years. Yes? You're standing? Okay. We're going to go to 10 years. So if you've been coming less than 10 years, that would be you started in 2014. Sit down. Or before. Sit down. If you've been coming less than 10 years, sit down. Okay. All you guys have been come more than 10 years. Let's go to 15. If you've been coming less than 15 years, sit down. All right. Very good. If you've been coming less, we're getting down to it. This is pretty encouraging, actually. If you've been coming less than 20 years, meaning you started somewhere after 2004, sit down. If you've been coming less than 20 years. All right. So look at these folks right here. They've been coming to the Rock for 20 plus years right here. Give them a round of applause. Amen. So we celebrate that. We celebrate that. And I'm going to go right to this. How long have you been attending? So we're going to stay standing. You 20 years, guys. What are you doing? I didn't say sit down. Simon did not say sit down. Keep standing. I'm not done with you yet. I just want you to know, first of all you guys that have been coming for 20 years, we have something for you. I want you to go out in the parking lot and you'll see that we gave each of you a Tesla. So, right, just go right out there. No, stay standing. Nope, sorry. You guys can go get a t-shirt if you want to. Okay, I want to boil it down. So if you've been coming less than 21 years, sit down. Less than 21 years, okay? We're going to go all the way to the end here. Less than 22 years, sit down. All right, we lost the Whitneys there, okay? Less than 23 years, sit down. Less than 24 years, sit down. Okay, we got some hardcores here. So these guys have been coming more than 24 years. That counts for 25 years. Raise your hand and wave to everybody. God bless all of you. Okay, you can sit down now. You know, why do we remember? Why are we remembering tonight? You know, what I've discovered is that I think as humans, we have a propensity to forget. When God commands us to do something, he doesn't command us to do things that come to us naturally. Typically, he doesn't command us to do those things because we do it naturally. All through the Bible, we're commanded to remember, to remember, to remember. Do not forget, remember. And that's why we do this. We celebrate and we remember. So we're going to look back a little bit. We have some fun things we're going to do to look back. But here's one of the verses that I thought about when it comes to remembering. It says that the men of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned back on the day of battle. They forgot what God had done, the wonders that he had shown them. Notice that the army was not ill-equipped. And it wasn't they didn't have enough people or didn't have enough weapons. It says the reason they turned and ran in the midst of battle is because they forgot something. They forgot all the wonders that God had done, all the miracles that he had done. They just forgot that. And then it also says in Psalm 77, I will remember the deeds of the Lord, says David. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. God calls us to remember. So I just want to take you down a little history trip, a little remembrance trip. For me, this is me a long time ago. And no, I don't have that shirt anymore, okay? Steele will be asking me. No, Caleb will be asking. So this is me pitching the idea of taking a team to Salt Lake City in Fort Collins, Colorado. I was preaching at the church there that we helped start. And these are my reasons. I think they're kind of interesting, kind of funny too when I look at it now, so many years later. But I was telling the church, I think this is what God's calling us to do. And that's what God did. So we came. This is our moving day. And you can see some people in the picture you'll recognize. Mr. Hahn is in the very back row with his mustache there on the right. He's our children's director. He's my brother-in-law. He came with us to Salt Lake with his family. And a number of his family are here tonight. We got Jeannie and Mac, who just had moved down the street with us. We moved on May 1st together. We caravaned with our trucks. We bought houses, four houses apart from each other. Our wives hadn't seen the houses. We actually took video and took it back to them and said, do you like this? And they said, we're in. I mean, we have stud wives. I'm just telling you that. This was our first service, and we've talked about this before, May 1999. It was just Mac and Jeannie and my wife and I, and I preached, and I said, I'm never doing that again. That's way too much work for just you guys, you know, three people. So we started visiting churches, and we helped churches that were starting, and we served, and we learned a lot. So, and Kelsey, where are you at, Kelsey?
Yeah, Kelsey.
Kelsey, there she is. Kelsey was our... She was our babysitter at that time, so she was watching all the kids downstairs. Thank you, Kelsey. And then we did an unplugged in the summer of 1999. We just called it the Rock Unplugged. We'd been doing surveys. We'd been beating the bushes, trying to find people that would be interested. And so we fill up our living room. You can see Mac and Jeannie there and others that have been around. But I want you to notice in the bottom right, there you see Paige and Suji. I don't see Kim's out of the picture on this one, but... we met them right away, and you're going to hear from Paige and Kim tonight, because they've been with us from the very, very beginning. In fact, this church would not be here if it wasn't for those guys, and I'm not even exaggerating. So you're going to have a treat. You're going to be able to hear from them, and then finally, they had our grand opening, October 17, 1999, at Alta Canyon Sports Center in the aerobics room. We had 101 people for our grand opening. This was just a few months after we got here. So God has blessed from the very beginning. Oh, see the slide that says 101 people? You can see our band there. So Brenda Porter's playing keys. I'm playing drums and leading worship from behind the drums. Yeah. Phil Hahn is playing guitar. And I'm pretty sure that's Jeannie singing on the very right there. So, and all those little kids are now grown up and have families of their own. So God has blessed. 25 years. We look back because God calls us to. So what I want to do now is... we put together a history video 10 years ago for our Roots fundraiser to raise money to build this building on the land that we had purchased. So it was a fundraising video, but really what it was it captured the history of the Rock. It's really well done. It's Mac and I going through the different locations that we've had over the years before we all consolidated back here. So we have that video, and we edited it a little bit, but then we added on to talk about the next 10 years and what happened in between there. So this is a 16-minute video, but you're going to love it. So watch this, and I'll be right back up. Amen. Just a caveat, that drawing is, it's something that could happen. We haven't decided that as a pastoral staff. We're dreaming with you, but we wanted to inflame your imagination just a little bit. We could do some amazing things on that north lawn. Anyway, with that, I'm going to invite some of my favorite people in the world to come up here, Paige and Kim. At the time, it was... So when we met these two, I know they're going to tell some of the stories, so I'm not going to steal their thunder, but it was Kim Seymour and Paige Crosswhite. They've since changed their names, swapped them almost, so yeah. Paige Henderson and Kim Crosswhite. So we were doing surveys, and I know you're going to hear some of this. We were doing surveys before we planted our church, like months before. We'd come out every 3 months or so and bring a team, and we had the idea, let's go knocking on doors on Sunday mornings so we could find people who were skipping church. Yeah. And we found some. They were skipping out. But I'm going to have you guys tell your story. We love you. Thank you. They have our church, literally, they were the seed that started all this. God blessed us by bringing these guys. So go for it.
Okay. Well, my name's Kim Crosswhite. I'm married to Steele. And But Bill just wanted us to share about how we learned about The Rock, what we're thankful for, and what we look forward to in the future. So I'm going to try to hit those bullet points. So long before I was married to Steele, Paige and I were really good friends. We were in college, and we were Christians.
We were in college at
one
time.
We were in college. This was 25 years ago. We were Christians. We were both trying to follow Jesus as best we knew how, but you know, we were distracted college kids. We weren't a part of a church, and so one Sunday morning in March of 1999, a bunch of us girls were at Paige's house eating pancakes, like we often were, not at church. And you know, before I tell the story, I really appreciate what Bill said about just remembering. Like, as I was remembering this story, it really is a miracle in my own life, personally. Like, it's just that God's sovereign hand just literally through this on our laps this morning. And so anyway, we're eating pancakes, and there was a knock on the door, and we opened the door, and there was this girl, probably around our age, and she was like, "Hi, you know, I'm a part of a mission trip from Colorado, and we're just out canvassing the neighborhoods trying to find who might be interested in a church plant that's going to happen later this summer." And so we actually were really interested. She seemed, you know, normal and not scary, and because we have a pretty good radar for that kind of thing. And so we, you know, took her information. Like, she gave us like a pamphlet, like a statement of faith, and Bill, the pastor, we didn't know him, but gave us his email address, which was an AOL address, you know, because it was 1999.
It was great for God, GR84,
yes.
God.
Yes, great for God, at AOL. So that was, like I said, that was in March, and we were really excited. We were like, hey, like it hadn't occurred to us. We really did love Jesus, but we're like, hey, it would be really cool to be a part of a church. Like, that'd be so fun. Like, you know, who knew? And so, Anyway, we just kind of emailed a couple times throughout the next few months, and then that summer they did their unplugged services, and I was not at the first one, but Paige was, so she's going to tell a little bit about that first service, and she has visual aids, so she came very prepared.
Hi, I'm Paige Crosswhite Henderson. Hi. Thanks, guys. You've been around for a long time. So the first service was July 18th, 1999. And like Kim said, we were believers, but we weren't involved in a church. And so I kept telling Kim, I'm super nervous because it's in a house. You know, like, there's no real back row to sneak out. And so we had tried churches over the years, and I called us back row Christians. I'm like, okay, remember, we're back row Christians. We don't sign up for anything. We don't give them our name or our phone number. And we broke all those rules. And so here I am, the one that has to go to this house in Sandy. And we lived in Sugar House. And Kim's like, well, we can do this. And I was like, well, we means me, so yeah, I'm going to go. So July 18th, 1999, and there's a lot that went on in that day, but we pulled up at the house. It was Bill and Mary's house, and I was like, okay, Crosswhite, you can do this. You just got to get out of your car and go knock on the door. And so I went and knocked on the door, and Bill and Mary and their kids answered, and they opened up the door. And I was super nervous and anxious to be going there in a house again, breaking all my rules, my name, my phone number, can't sneak out of somebody's house. My mom raised me too well, so I have to be like polite and make eye contact and everything. But immediately, they did a few things that really disarmed us. And for my visual aids, because I was a Christian, I thought it was really cool, they actually gave me this Bible. So this Bible is 25 years old. It has a lot of notes about a bunch of you in here. figuring out how we could all, you know, be young and live for Jesus. I was 23 years old 25 years ago. So yeah, do the math, I'm 48. I'll be 49 next week, and I have spent more time in this church than I have in anything else this consistent. And so I've grown up here. This is my home, and I'm blessed by this church, these people that came here to talk to us to live for Jesus. They also gave us journals. Our iteration of the rock has been the Salt City Rock, the rock with the green and the orange, a different logo of the Rock Church. And not only did they do that, they gave us these bookmarks where they asked us to pray for people to come to know Jesus Christ. And there are people on my list over 25 years ago, and a lot of my family that's following the Lord. And you guys actually gave me the hope to pray these things. And then I am such a big dork. They gave me a rock, and you would see it on some of those pictures. And this is also circa 1999. Like these shirts, by the way. They're like thick, like 99. Anyway, green and orange. And this was our prayer rock. And you asked us to take this and to carry it with us. And yeah, 25 years later, I have the Bible, I have the bookmark, I have the journal, and I have the rock. And I have you guys. And so I'm really thankful for that.
Amen. So just why I'm thankful for this church, I mean, I already said it, but just it just reminds me, especially when I think of that story, like just the sovereignty of God, that he pursues us and he just reaches out sometimes and just decides, this is what I'm going to put in front of you and you can take it. And that's a real reminder for me. But specifically with this church, like Paige said, I really feel like I grew up here. I was 20 way back then, and I grew in my faith. You know, like I said, I was a Christian, but this church has taught me how to grow up as a Christian and how to really have purpose for my life and to yield to the Lord and to live for others. And it's also given me family, spiritual family and actual family. Two verses really quick that I think of when I think about what I'm thankful for. Psalm 16, 5-6. Lord, you hold my future. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. And then 1 Thessalonians 2, 8. This is what I think about when I think of this church family. We cared so much for you that we were pleased to share with you not only the gospel, but also our own lives, because you have become dear to us. So, all right.
So I called Kim after that first service, and I said, dude or bro, whatever we said then in 99, I can't remember. And I said, it was dude and bro, for sure. I said, we found it. We found where we can go to church. And they said that they're going to have an actual building so we don't have to sit in the living room all the time. But that was an amazing time. And so I called Kim. And so I was thankful for that. And I already told you guys this. I grew up here. So what am I thankful for? I have a very, 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 very specific memories. I do keep like prayer journals, but they taught me how to do that. They taught me that you're in the Word of God every single day. We were in the Word of God most often, but not writing down these verses and not, you know, really thinking what is it telling me and what is it teaching me. And that was a huge thing for my life. And within that year, our father died, our dad died, Still and I's dad died. And that was a huge impact for me, being 24 years old and losing my dad. And I remember thinking, this is actually like impossible. Like, I don't even know what to do. Like, how are you not around to teach me? And I went to Bill and Mary's house and I was like, can you please, please, please help me? I want to be more in love with Jesus Christ, not less. I want to run so hard after him. I can literally think that I can like see him and feel him. Can you help me? And they did. They took me underneath their wing. They taught me more how to read the word. They taught me about dog days. They taught me about extended quiet times. They taught me about leading small groups. They taught me about discipling with women. They taught me about believing the best, coming along others, sharing your heart, your truth, your heart. And my verses I want to share, I left Bill and Mary's house July 18th, 1999, and these are the three verses I wrote down. Out of the Old Testament, I wrote, they were responsible for all matters related to the things of God and the service of the King. And I thought of Bill and Mary and Mac. Jeannie actually wasn't there that day yet. They were still moving. And that's in 1 Chronicles. And then in the New Testament, and this was to my heart, she, because I'm a girl, was absolutely convinced that God was able to do anything he promised. And that's in Romans 4. And then last was, only fools say in their heart, there is no God, out of Psalm 14. And I wrote that literally July 18th, 1999, leaving their house. I went and had a quiet time. And I was like, Lord, change me through this church and help me be part of what they're doing. And thanks for giving me the courage to share my name and my phone number.
When I think about the future here at the Rock and this church family. I can't help but think about my kids. You know, my oldest is 5 years younger than I was when I started going here, which is crazy. And I just am so thankful that they're growing up in the gospel, and they're in such a loving, Christ-centered church family. So I think about that, and then I think for me personally, I think I'm just going to keep loving people and be loved by people and grow in the Lord wherever God takes us. And I know it'll be amazing in the next 25 years.
Amen. So I thought about this. I hope when I'm 74, you let me stand and say I've been here for 50 years. And Kathleen Nelson definitely challenged us at DTC about that. And I hope I'm here. I'm obviously, you've given me purpose. Jesus Christ has given me purpose. He gave me purpose when I was 13, when I started following him. But this church has really grown me, and it will continue to grow me, and it's given me purpose. Obviously, my kids, but you guys, the changed lives. And I want to be here with each of you, and we can do it. This room is packed. I think we need more room, and I think we can do this together, and that's what I want to be part of. I want to stand here when I'm 74, and that's really weird to say, by the way, but also when I was 23, I never thought I'd be here at 48, and so, yeah, we can do this for the next 25 years. Love you guys. Yeah, I'm kind of a dork.
Love you guys. Hey, you know what? I thought of that verse in Steel Song, the offered lives of the weakest one are known to change the world. So I hope you get a glimpse of how you guys have helped change the world here in Salt Lake City. I mean, seriously, it's so good. God bless you. Excellent. Okay, so I call. Here's the deal. The Rock Church isn't the only thing in town. There are other God-fearing, gospel-preaching, Jesus-loving, Bible-reading churches in town. And there's more now than there were 25 years ago. And I am heart and soul united with, and we are united with, these churches. We do things with them. I meet with them regularly. I've met with some of them for 25 years. We've helped churches start in our building. Church plants that couldn't find a building, we say, use our facility for free. And we've helped three churches start that way. And I just texted some of my good friend, pastor friends that I've been hanging out with for decades and said, hey, we're having our 25 year. Would you just bring a word of encouragement to our church just to thank him? And these are guys that I am dear, dear friends with, guys and girls that I'm dear friends with. And I just wanted you to see this. They're just going to congratulate us here.
You're new. I'm one of the pastors. My name is Josh Whitney. It's encouraging just to think about all God has done the last 25 years. Amen? Amen. It says in Psalm 106, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty deeds of the Lord or declare all of his praise? Amen? Amen. So we thought right now it'd be good to take a couple minutes, huddle up by family, by the person that you're sitting by, and let's just spend a couple minutes. Let's thank God. We're going to pray right now. We're going to just thank God for all the amazing stuff God has done the last 25 years, and then we're going to pray about the future. So let's have prayers of thanksgiving about the past, and let's have prayers of faith for the future. Amen? Amen. So right now, huddle up, pray. Go. Amen, Lord. We do thank you for all that you've done the last 25 years. I thank you, God, that you have done amazing things. I thank you for the faith of Bill and Mac and the other families. And thank you, Lord, for all the relationships and friendships that you have built. I thank you, God, for all the people that you have discipled. I thank you for all the different church plants and all the pastors I get to pastor with, Lord. We thank you for how you have blessed and moved in this church in a mighty way the last 25 years, Lord. We, with faith, look forward to the future because of all the amazing things you've done in the past. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, God. Okay, we want to look forward just briefly here. We're almost done looking forward. You know, I love this verse. I love this verse. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. And I feel that way about what God has done at the Rock Church, the lives that have changed, the marriages that have gotten better, the friendships. Mary and I were just praying about the friendships that God has given us. And we couldn't have imagined it. We couldn't have imagined it. And God is so kind to us. But I do want us to imagine. I want us to think about our Imagine the Possibilities campaign. I want you to think, dream. What could God do in the future? This is just one example. We would love to be able to be out of debt by the end of the year, and I trust with all my heart we're going to. Just a quick update. Here's our goal. I'll look over this side. So we had a goal of raising $615,000 above and beyond regular giving. So far, $172,000 has come in, which is really encouraging. We still have $442,000, but I want to focus on paying off the debt, because I would just love to be able to do that and have you guys join us. So $276,000 in order to pay off our debt. That means we have a bunch in savings already that we're going to apply. That would push us over the top and allow us to pay off our debt. That would mean over the next 5 months, that would be about $54,000 a month. And we trust the Lord. This is a real soft, this is not a huge campaign. We're just saying, if you want to join us, we would love to have you join us. We're trusting the Lord. We're not putting any pressure. But this is where we're at. We wanted to give you a little bit of an update. And I believe what Paige said is true. We can do this. We can do this, and we can do so much more if we're just trusting the Lord, trusting in him. So we couldn't let this go without talking about vision. Andy Stanley says, vision is painting a picture of a preferred future. I love that. And we have a vision statement, and you've heard it a couple times here, so you might even know it. In fact, I would love to have you say it. It blesses a pastor's heart to know that the congregation actually knows where we're going. Vision is painting a picture of a preferred future. This is what we want to see happen. So together, we're going to say it together. And I'll just tell you, it starts with the couple words, one life. That's what it's going to start with. So on three. One, two, three. One life at a time. One world in our lifetime. Amen. That's really good. Let's say it all together again. One life at a time, one world in our lifetime. Now we have a mission statement. This is how we accomplish our vision. Okay? So it starts with win the loss. Say it with me. Win the loss, build the believer, send the sanctified. Let's all say it together. Win the loss, build the believer, send the sanctified. This is what God's called us to do. This has been our vision, our mission for 25 years. We don't come up with a new vision or a new mission every so often. This is it. We'll go to the grave with this being our mission. This is what God's called us to do as a church. We're going to win people. We're going to build them up, and then we're going to send them out. In doing so, one life at a time, we're going to reach the world for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. We want you to be a part. I'm going to invite all the other pastors to come up as we conclude here. We're going to pray. I'm going to ask a few of the pastors to pray. This verse is so good. Joshua 3:5 says, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Consecrate means get ready, prepare yourself, because tomorrow the Lord's going to do amazing things. In the next 25 years, is God going to do amazing things? Yes. He absolutely is. He's already done that, but we're going to look to the future now, and we're going to pray as pastors. We want you guys to join us. I'm going to step back here, and I've got three guys that are going to pray, and then I think, let me see my notes. What do we got after that? So I know. Then Mac is going to dismiss us with a blessing. So we got the mic? Good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Let's pray. If you'd bow your heads with me. Father God, thank you so much. We are humbled at 25 years of being a church, being blessed by you. Thank you so much for your grace in everything that you've accomplished through the men and the women in this church. Mm-hmm. Thank you that you've put it on the leaders' hearts to come here, and that you're, just like Kim said, you orchestrated every little bit of this, Lord, in your sovereignty. You saw fit to give us 25 years here. Thank you for the 19 years that my wife and I have been coming here. Yeah. Thank you for my brothers here standing next to me. We're just humbled, and we are honored, Lord, and we give all the grace to you, or all the glory to you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you love us, and thank you that you care for us. In your name we pray.
Yeah, Father, thank you so much for this church being planted here in Utah, and that these men and women have just heeded the call to, is even still saying, to burn for you, Lord, because that has been evident in the lives of those who are here at the church, and it's been reflective in my own life. And I would say that my life and my marriage would not be where it is without you, and that was spoken through these people here at The Rock, Lord. And it's just amazing to see what you have done and what you will be doing in the future. Thank you so much for this time that we could actually go through and just remember what you have done. Because as Bill said, we forget so easily. I was even like, oh yeah, this happened and this happened and this happened and this happened. And God, you're just, it's so evident that you're working here. And we just pray for the future that you bring even bigger things, Lord. And just one of my prayers always, Lord, is use us in ways that we can see, in ways that we don't. Yeah. And Lord, that you are working within us and that we will see so much of what happens when we get to heaven. Amen. And so thank you for that. Keep us focused on eternal good and that eternal reward. Amen. Just as we pray.
Father, we love you. We truly do. Thank you for just the ongoing work of your Spirit and the men and women you've called to follow your Son. We praise you, Lord, for 25 years of what you've done through the men and women that call the Rock Church their home. Lord, thank you for the last 18 years of you moving through the men and women of the Rock Church to transform my life, my wife's life, my children's life radically with your kind of love. Jesus, in a city that did not love us, we met a church that loved us at our best and at our worst. So I praise you for the work that you've done through the men and women that call the Rock Church their home. 25 years, Lord, you are so good. So we praise you. Lord, we ask for the next 25 years, Lord, would you protect the men and women and the children in this room? Would you raise up incredible men and women in this room who will preach the gospel, who will serve their Lord Jesus? They will storm the gates of hell, God, that we would see people saved. We would see this city saved. We'd see our loved ones saved. God, use the people in this room, the men and women, the children that call you their Lord, to change the city. Amen. We believe you can do it. Yes. Lord, I'm greedy. I'm expecting you to do it. 25 more years. Let's go, Lord. We love you. We praise you. And all God's children said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yeah. All right. Got a verse, or is that already there? Here you go, Mac. Let's close this out.
Well, God's been good to us. You know, and this verse blesses my heart. The Lord bless you and keep you. I love it when we sing the lyrics to that song. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. We have such a good God. I have no special powers to bless you, but God does. And I believe in his promises. And he promised Abraham he would keep moving for generations. And you and I are part of that blessing. So with you, I just want to hold on to God's promises. And I'm so excited about what we can expect for our future because the Lord has good plans for us. Move the next slide for me. I'll pray in a minute, but I want you all to know that you can get a little guest thing that we put together for all the people. For all of you, and Caleb put together a fishbowl out there with all kinds of marbles. Bill. Or Bill. Yeah. I thought it was you.
Nope.
You said you were going to do it.
Delegated.
Well, if you can get that, perhaps, if you can guess, if you want to guess, it'd be kind of fun. But there's also some gifts there, too. We have stickers and whatnot. We'd like to put you to put on your car, if you would, just to show the community that you're part of the Rock Church and that's something very special. And you'd be amazed about how little things like that kind of catch people's eyes. So you can be evangelist in an easy way like that. But I would like to close with another prayer and just tell you I love you. And it's just a blessing to be with you and my brothers and these pastors. God's here. God's doing things. This is a special time. This may be very well be a watershed moment. Lord Jesus, I love you because you first loved us and you demonstrated that love by dying on a cross for us. And then you conquered death and you rose from the dead, and I pray to a living God. And I praise you for that, Jesus. Thank you for blessing this church. Thank you for protecting us. Would you please keep doing that? We love you, Lord. Thank you.